morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. USDA this week offered another crop progress report, more abbreviated than usual since corn and soybean harvest has mostly wrapped up for the year. Looking at our three-state region, though, it seems that winter wheat has reached near full emergence across the plains. Here in Oklahoma, winter wheat emerged rates this week at 95%, unchanged from normal. In Kansas, it rates 93%, near 96 last year and behind 98 for the five-year average. And in Texas, it has only reached 84%, ahead of last year by 4 and the average by 2. Winter wheat conditions across these three states continue to improve this week, with the exception of Oklahoma, which had a slight dip in its report this week. In Oklahoma, wheat's condition is rated at 30% good to excellent, 60 fair, and 10% poor to very poor. In Kansas, it rates 4% very poor, 10 poor, 35 fair, 47 good, and 4 excellent. And in Texas, wheat's condition is at 36% good to excellent, 47 fair, and 17% poor to very poor. Looking at sorghum harvested in Oklahoma, it's reached 95% this week, unchanged from normal. In Kansas, it's 94% complete, near 97 both last year and the average. And in Texas this week, harvest is nearly finished, rated at 96% complete, ahead of last year by 2 and the average by 3. Cotton harvest also continues, with Oklahoma's progress measured at 73% complete, up 2 points from the previous year and up 2 points from normal. Kansas is at 58% complete, with its cotton harvest behind 67 last year and 68 the average. And in Texas, it's at 71%, ahead of the average by 2. Remember, for a look at these complete crop progress reports issued this week by the USDA, click over to our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. And in other news today, the new generation of young farmers expects to overcome major barriers to their success in agriculture, according to a freshly released national survey. Young farmers expect to tackle barriers including access to land, affordable health care, and mounting student loan debt in their quest to farm. However, the 2017 National Young Farmer Survey says success will require deliberate policy change at all levels of government. Released by the National Young Farmers Coalition, the survey collected data from more than 3,500 young and aspiring farmers under 40 years of age. The report found that the top challenge cited by young farmers is land access, particularly finding and affording land on a farm income. It's also the main reason why farmers quit farming and why aspiring farmers haven't yet started, according to the survey. With the release of the survey, the coalition is calling on Congress to enact a slate of policy reforms it calls the Young Farmer Agenda. The agenda includes addressing land access, student debt management, and increasing the skilled agricultural workforce. You got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 30th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on the Cowboy Channel, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 35,550 head to be sold. Following the regular auction, Superior will be offering a select female sale of 4,350 head of top replacement females. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.